The vision for my administration is to grow Nebraska. And one of the ways that we can grow Nebraska is through international trade and development. Whether we're talking about increasing beef exports, getting that foreign direct investment back here in our state, or student cultural exchanges, all of these help us expand and contribute to our growth here in Nebraska. Now, there's a variety of organizations that are involved in international relationships. So, for example, the state of Nebraska has had a trade office in Shanghai and Yokohama for a number of years. And I continue to go on trade missions to be able to help develop those relationships. And it pays off in a variety of ways. So, for example, in 2015, I was in Europe and met with Novozymes, and just recently they announced a $36 million investment and expansion in their facility in Blair. Also in 2015, I was in Japan. We were thanking Kawasaki for their longtime relationship here in Lincoln. They've been here for over 40 years. And this year they announced an additional investment and creating the first aerospace division for Kawasaki here in the United States, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then last year, we were in China and signed a number of MOUs with distribution companies to exclusively use Nebraska beef when the China beef market was opened up. And then, of course, this month, we've seen that happen. The Chinese beef market is now open to U.S. beef, and I had the opportunity to load some cartons of beef that were the first beef going over to China, and they came from Nebraska. So these are all great opportunities for us to be able to expand and grow our profile here in Nebraska. And as I said, there's a number of organizations that do similar things. And so today, we're announcing the Governor's Council on International Relations to be able to help coordinate and leverage all the resources that all these organizations have overseas. You know, I mentioned, for example, the trade offices that we have at the state and the trade missions we go on. Well, guess what? These other organizations have those similar sorts of relationships. So, for example, last year we were in China. We were at a demonstration farm, which is a combined effort including the University of Nebraska and Lincoln. We were at Tongji University in Shanghai, where UNMC has been doing work. And so what we want to do is bring together all these different groups through this Governor's Council on International Relations so that we can better coordinate and leverage our efforts. We will meet together in one big meeting once a year where we'll get all the principals together to share what they're doing internationally. And then we'll stay in touch quarterly. And what this will allow us to do is really keep in good communication with what everybody is doing, help us really leverage those relationships, leverage those resources that we all have that we're all putting toward international development, and focus on how we can develop new strategies for increasing trade, seeking that direct foreign investment back here in our state that creates those jobs, and looking for other ways to raise the profile of Nebraska around the world. Now, as a state of 1.9 million people, we punch above our weight. What we want to do, though, is make sure we continue to look for ways to raise our profile and continually do better in international markets. And that's what this council will help us do. And with that, I'd like to, we've got a number of groups up here that are represented. In fact, I'm going to read them off here because I got so many, I don't want to miss any. We've got Bio Nebraska, Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce, the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, Midwest International Trade Association, Nebraska Corn Growers Association, Nebraska Department of Economic Development, the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, the Nebraska Diplomats, Nebraska District Export Council, Nebraska Ethanol Board, Nebraska Farm Bureau, Nebraska Pork Producers, Nebraska State Chamber, Nebraska Soybean Board, Nebraska Tourism Commission, University of Nebraska, U.S. Commercial Service, Omaha, Department of Education, and the Secretary of State's Office. And so we've got three other speakers here today. They're going to talk about this as well. We've got the Chancellor of University of Nebraska, Lincoln, Ronnie Green. Then we've got Dan Nayrud, who's with the Corn Growers. Dan's right behind me here. And Barry Kennedy, who's with the Nebraska Chamber. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Ronnie Green, Chancellor for UNL, and have him say a few words. Ronnie?
Well, thank you very much, Governor Ricketts. It's a pleasure to be here today and to help to kick off this new International Relations Council. Congratulations, Governor, and Director Dentlinger from DED on establishing this. I think it's a great move forward for the state. As the leader in developing innovation and talent for our state, here where we talk about we're not in the middle of nowhere, we're really in the middle of everything here in Nebraska, and we believe that, that goes globally. So we see our role in educating, in doing research, and extending that research, and developing things that become economic powerhouses for our state and beyond, tightly linked to this international component. As the governor mentioned, we've established relationships both institution to institution and governmentally across the university system, both at the flagship campus here at UNL, as well as at UNMC, as the governor mentioned, at UNO and at UNK. And on behalf of all of our family at the University of Nebraska and all four of our campuses, very pleased that my sister chancellors, if you will, brother chancellors, Jeff Gold from UNO and UNMC and Doug Christensen from UNK will be participating together with me in this council to help coordinate our efforts as we move forward. We believe that the key to the future is innovation. And we're very, very proud, Governor, of having the opportunity to lead that for our state. I've got to just throw in one plug here at the end. I could not have been happier to see my own favorite product. Many of you know that I'm a beef cattle geneticist by trade and spent my life, most of my life, working to improve beef around the world. To see that Nebraska shipment of beef show up in China, so that we now have that great opportunity to help all of our livestock and our crop products move forward in the state. So very glad to be here. Congratulations on launching this new important effort. Dan.
Thank you, Governor Ricketts. I'm Dan Neard, family farmer from Dorchester, Nebraska, and Vice President of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. I want to thank you on behalf of Nebraska Agriculture for your continued focus on ag trade. We are pleased with the formation of the Council on International Relations and with your leadership in expanding opportunities for Nebraska agriculture through the various trade missions. Nebraska's farmers and ranchers are worldwide leaders in producing grains and value-added agricultural products from our rich natural resource base. Our excellence in ag production is evident through our number one ranking in red meat production, number two ranking in ethanol production, and our top 10 rankings in many other grain and livestock sectors. Over the years, Nebraska agriculture has developed key partnership with several countries around the world, from the beef into the recently reopened China market, corn into Japan, or pork into Mexico. We must continue to expand upon these opportunities. Our competition is not standing still, and neither should we. With 95% of the world's population living outside of Nebraska's borders and great growth potential outside of the U.S., developing a roadmap of strategies and partnerships to prioritize international opportunities for Nebraska's farmers and ranchers is critical. We all know that Nebraska agriculture is a driving economic force in this state, and the current economic cycle of agriculture is tough. We constantly seek out opportunities to build upon Nebraska's current $6.4 billion in international ag exports, which we believe would be a driving force to reverse the cycle. Exports currently account for 31% of annual farm cash receipts. While this is substantial, we still see room for growth and expansion. We again applaud the formation of the council, and our farmers and ranchers look forward to being a part of the conversation with Nebraska leadership within and outside of agriculture. And I'll turn it over to Barry Kennedy now. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you, Governor, for making international trade such a high priority in your administration. You know, it'd be quite easy to stand here and throw out a lot more numbers and figures and statistics on what international trade means to Nebraska. Last year, Nebraska manufacturers exported about $6 billion worth of goods that went to manufactured goods that went to export. But I want to come at it from just a little bit different direction and talk about what that means right here in Nebraska. I had a equipment manufacturer not long ago tell me that probably somewhere over 100 employees in their plant were directly were there directly related to what they were able to export. The governor, we saw get pictures of the governor loading that beef here recently. What you didn't see in the pictures, it was a great visual, but what you didn't see were the people out in the plant. These exporting creates jobs. Exports provides employment here in Nebraska for a lot of people. I think last year, about 16% of the people engaged in the workforce in manufacturing were related to, were there because of manufacturing. A lot of those are small businesses. About 80% of our manufacturers are, in fact, small businesses. So it creates jobs, it creates employment opportunities, gives people the opportunity to live here in Nebraska, buy homes here, pay taxes here, contribute to growing our economy and making an overall better quality of life for all of us. So again, I want to thank the governor for the emphasis that he has put on this. It has a tremendous impact on Nebraska's economy. And I'll turn it back to the governor.
Great. Thank you very much, Barry, Dan, Ronnie, for being here today and representing all the groups that we have here that are going to come together to talk about how we can expand our relationship. Actually, I see the Secretary of State is standing there in the back. Thank you very much, Secretary, for being here. As you may or may not know, the Secretary of State is actually the Chief Protocol Officer for the state of Nebraska, so is also very involved in hosting a lot of the international delegations that come to our state. So thank you very much, Secretary, for your work in helping expand. Good, good, because we hopefully can come up with a lot more ideas of things to keep you busy. So again, we're very excited to be able to talk about how we're going to come together to really leverage the resources of all of our organizations. And for any other organization out there that has international efforts that I did not name off here, we are not trying to be exclusive. We're looking for other associations to join us. So please take this as an invitation to contact my office. We're going to organize the first meeting of this group after I get back from my trade mission from Japan in September. So that's when we'll get this kicked off with this big group, our first formal meeting. And then, as I said, we'll keep in touch quarterly and we'll schedule the big meeting annually, every year.